question.
Has the mail come yet?
Suzanne, am I the only person around here capable of walking out to the mailbox and looking?
No, but Anthony hasn't come in yet. Now, this is important. I'm serious, Charlene. The governor's ball is tonight.
So?
So my invitation still hasn't arrived. I'm sure it's just an oversight. I mean, after all, Julia's been invited, and I'm always invited to the governor's ball.
Suzanne, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but maybe it's time to face the fact that maybe you weren't invited this year. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? I mean, Sugar Baker still gets to decorate the great big front entrance hall. It's such an honor. You could come down there with us this afternoon and see all the decorations. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, big woo. And like after the banquet, you and I can go back in the kitchen and scrape plates. Won't that be fun?
Morning, lady.
Anthony, is there anything in the mail?
Oh, nothing much. Just this invitation to the governor's ball.
I knew it. Didn't I tell you it would come? What'd I say, Charlene? There are those who are in and those who are out.
Suzanne.
What?
That's my invitation.
What do you mean?
I'm going to the governor's ball.
Which governor's ball?
The governor's ball.
Suzanne, don't you ever listen when we talk? Anthony's on the list of honorees. He's one of 10 ex-convicts being given the bootstrap award for being an outstanding citizen.
Oh, well, whoop-tee-doo. Just cannot believe this. I mean, obviously, the governor's ball guest list has just been taken over by idiots. Should have seen this coming last year when they honored that dog that was in that Burt Reynolds movie.
Oh, I just love these. We've been rummaging around through a bunch of Julia's old stuff back there in the storeroom. Come over here, Charlie, and look at this. Suzanne, there's some great pictures of you in here.
I know. I always make a great picture.
Let me see. Yeah. This is a picture of Suzanne and Julia when they were on vacation in the Smoky Mountains when they're little girls. Aren't they cute?
Oh, look at that. You're just like y'all are now. Look at Julia standing there all dignified, and Suzanne's got her head stuck in the stocks trying to get attention.
What are y'all dragging all this old stuff out for, anyway?
I was looking for some old pictures of the governor's mansion to see how they used to decorate the staircase. Don't you remember when Daddy took us there for dinner when we were little?
Suzanne, this is incredible. At 6 years old, you were lying across the tops of grand pianos?
Of course. You know, as long as it went with the song.
Suzanne, you always laid on the piano. You even did it on Silent Night.
Oh, and look, there's Julia sitting up so straight in her little pleated skirt and ponytail. You're always so grown up in these pictures, even when you were a baby.
Really, Julia, didn't you ever do anything silly or spontaneous?
No.
I believe we've dragged out all this stuff, and there's not one picture of the staircase.
Suzanne, you are going to come over there with us this afternoon. I mean, we need your help hanging that swag.
Mary Jo, are you out of your mind? I'm not setting foot in the governor's mansion. Do you think I want to go over there and hang swags and arrange flowers and polish floors like some big old good-hearted charwoman, then you are just out of your mind. Who do you think you're talking to here, my kettle?
Suzanne, I know that you are upset about not being invited, but that does not excuse you from rolling up your sleeves and pitching in with the rest of us.
Julia, I'm not upset about not being invited. I'm upset because I did not receive my invitation. In fact, Charlene, I want you to go over there right now, get on the phone, call the post office, find out who our mailman is. We're just going to get to the bottom of this right now.
Suzanne, I don't need to call the post office. I know who our mailman is. His name is Charles Ferguson. He is 60 years old. He has arthritis real bad, has about 12 grandchildren, and is very sweet.
If he stole my invitation to the governor's ball, he's going to think arthritis. I'm going to crush his little knuckles so he'll never deliver another letter.
Hello, Sugar Bakers.
Oh, hi, Reese, darling. Yeah, we're just heading out for the governor's mansion with the rest of the decorations. Oh, you're not serious.
Well, I'm so disappointed, but I understand.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. I didn't care about going anywhere I've been so many times. It's all right. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh, I guess we better get this stuff and get going.
Well, what was that all about?
Oh, some court case is fouled up. Reese can't go anywhere tonight. He has to work.
Julia, no, that's such a shame.
Well, these things happen, it can't be helped.
You know, Julia, I just can't believe how lightly you are taking this. I mean, this is like the biggest social occasion of the year, and I just want you to know, even though I wasn't going, that I'm truly, truly devastated for you.
You, Suzanne?
Now can I have your invitation?
Suzanne, where have you been? We could have used your help.
Well, I'm sorry, Mary Jo, but I had to go check out the banquet hall to see where I'd be sitting tonight. It's a good thing I did, too. Julia, you know where you would have been? They had you stuck way down by the kitchen.
Suzanne, did you switch the place cards?
I certainly did. Now, don't you worry about it. There's plenty of room at the governor's table. They had him sitting next to some old G.I. Lieutenant something.
Suzanne, that's the lieutenant governor.
Well, whatever. He's sitting at the convict's table now. You'll enter here, governor. The people will be standing down there in the foyer as you welcome them. You'll stop briefly here and then continue down. That's all you need to know, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, but what are you doing? Are you putting pins in this banister?
Yes. They're very tiny pins.
No. I'm sorry, we don't do that. This is the Abbott banister. It's priceless. It's the only example of Abbott's carpentry that has never been cut. Aside from being incredibly rare, it has significant historical value. It's one of the only things that survived when Sherman burned the original mansion. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
No pins.
No pins.
Well, doesn't she have a wonderful sense of humor? Hate to be stuck in her elevator.
Oh, who cares? She's just a little usherette.
Suzanne, she's not an usherette. She's the manager of the entire mansion. Furthermore, there's nothing wrong with being an usherette. I was an usherette at the Rogers Theater in Poplar Bluff. You know, it's a very difficult job, especially for a female. When you just try attracting a man, when you've got gold rope hanging off your shoulders, a flashlight on your belt, and gum on your shoe.
Well, I don't know about you all, but I think we all deserve a great big pat on the back. I think this place is looking pretty spiffy.
It is, and these pictures are going to look terrific in our portfolio. And Mary Jo, how about your bust next to George Washington's? Oh, you make a great looking couple. Give him a kiss.
Come on, give me the camera now. I'll do you. Come on.
No, I'm a mess.
Oh, come on. You look terrific. You look beautiful. Hey, babe, you're feminine. You're confident. You're sexy. You have that look that says, hey, it's me. I've got that fresh feeling everywhere. Okay, Suzanne, it's your turn. It's great. It's historical significance.
Okay, Julia, your turn. Now, come on down here. Stretch your stuff.
You all are getting really out of control. I'd like for you to remember we are in the governor's mansion. In a few hours, people will be arriving. Now, let's get out of here.
Oh, I knew she wouldn't do it. It's just like all those pictures we looked at today. She'll never do anything silly.
Julia, come on. Really, for once in your life, do something spontaneous.
All right.
Well, it's hysterical. This is great. Julia, I hate to tell you, but you are absolutely foolish. You're going to have to blow this up to poster size.
Okay, I hope y'all are satisfied. Now let's get out of here and get...
Oh, my gosh.
I know what y'all are thinking. You're thinking my head is stuck in this banister. But it's not, because that would be ridiculous. It's just a little tight, that's all. It's not stuck. I'll just have to sort of squeeze it a little.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't fall for this. She's just doing this as a joke because we said she never does anything spontaneous. Well, Julia, it's not going to work. It's not funny. Just get your head out of there.
I can't. Tell me you're kidding. Mary Jo, read my lips. I'm stuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Please stop saying that. Julia, are you absolutely, positively sure that you absolutely, positively cannot get your head out of there?
I can't believe this. I'm stuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Julia, looks like you're going to be using this after all. Okay, everybody, on the count of three. All right. One, two, three. Ha! Well, this is pointless. All we're doing is stretching her.
Well, I called Reese, but he's in the judge's chambers and can't be disturbed, so I called Bill at the air base. And guess what? General Parks has some extra tickets to the ball, and he's going to give them to Bill, so now we can all go!
Oh, you're kidding! Oh, I don't have a thing to wear.
Oh, neither do I, but it'll be fine!
All right. All right, that's enough. I've had it. I want somebody to go get a saw.
Now, Julia, you know what Miss Betts says. We cannot cut this banister.
I know that, Mary Jo. I want you to cut my head off.
This does not make any sense. You got it in there. You ought to be able to get it out.
Julia, are you comfortable?
Oh, yes, very, Charlie. I don't remember when I felt more relaxed and content.
You don't have to be sarcastic. I was just wondering if you'd like a Coca-Cola or maybe a Sony Walkman.
No, Charlene, but thank you for asking.
You know, Julia, maybe it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, most of the people who'll be here tonight have already seen you. You know, when you walk down that fashion show ramp with the back of your dress tucked in your pantyhose. So at least tonight you'll be featuring a better side. It's just a thought.
Well, I just cannot believe that this is happening tonight of all nights. And this evening, in the governor's mansion of the great state of Georgia, I am finally going to be recognized for my struggle. And who would have thought, after that long, hard uphill climb, when I finally reached the top of the staircase, Julia would be here with her head stuck in it.
I want y'all to go on. Seriously, I can't take any more cheering up.
No, don't be silly. We are going to stay right here with you.
That's right. Until we have to go and get dressed.
Okay, and I think a few more flowers in the
pound. Oh, my gosh, it's that woman. She's coming back. Well, what are we going to do?
Just be cool.
And then check all the mirrors for spots.
I thought you all would be finished by now.
Well, keep your pants on. We're getting there.
May I ask what that is?
Certainly. Tell her, Mary Jo.
Do you know anything about decorating?
No.
Well, this is what we call a decorator's dummy. We use it to verify proportions aesthetically and practically for chairs and sofas.
Well, what's it doing on the stairway?
Well, you know, we just kind of like to keep it close to us. It's kind of a mascot. We're going to move it in a minute.
Miss Betts, this banister isn't all that important, is it? I mean, if we, for some reason, needed to take it apart, you know, would that be so bad?
Take apart the Abbott banister? Oh, sure. You could do that. You could also drill a light socket in the Mona Lisa's face. But I don't think that would be advisable or appreciated. Anyway, the Abbott banister is the only one of its kind in the entire South. It was carved as one piece. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. We're just sort of banister buffs.
Well, I'll expect you all to be out of here in the next 10 minutes.
Okay, that's it. I've had it. Miss Betts, is it? I don't know any way to tell you this, so I'll just say it straight out. I seem to have stuck my head in your Abbott banister, and it doesn't look like it's going to be coming out anytime soon. So I would suggest that you either cover me with a big paint tarp or rewrap your party.
Are you serious? Your head is stuck in there.
That is correct.
How old are you?
Look, it would be too hard to explain. I mean, the thing is that it has happened, and now we just have to do something about it.
Well, you certainly do. You have to get her out of there. In 1 hour and 45 minutes, we're having the social event of the year, and I am responsible for the success of that event. If you think I'm going to have my name on a party where there's a woman with her head stuck in a fence, you're out of your mind. What are you people trying to do to me? Annihilate me? Do you think I came this far, this fast, to be run out of town on a rail? Well, now, let me tell you, you have 10 minutes to get her the hell out of that banister, or I'm calling in the National Guard.
Miss Betts.
What is it?
You have a little string of spittle right there.
You know, I'm sorry, but I don't think we like your tone of voice.
Who do you think you're talking to? For your information, we are the Sugar Baker Sisters of Atlanta. We had people living here long before it burned.
Our great-great-grandfather was Robert E. Lee's roommate in college. Our other grandfather helped write the Georgia Constitution. I myself have stood in the Rose Garden with Jimmy Carter. So even if we do, on this particular day, happen to have our head temporarily stuck in a fence, we are not going to take any crap off some two-bit, low-level bureaucratic usherette.
It's not going to do us any good to fight.
Miss Betts, maybe you should consult with some of the mansion maintenance people, you know, like carpenters.
Carpenters? There is no reason to talk to carpenters because it doesn't matter what carpenters say. We are not going to tamper with the Abbott Bannister, and that is absolutely final.
I think you're a little over the top on this Abbott Bannister thing. I mean, I could understand, you know, if this was the staircase from Gone with the Wind, you know, or even Psycho. You know, but personally, I've never even heard of the Abbott Bannister. I mean, I think maybe it's just gotten exaggerated a little bit in your mind, you know. Maybe you should think about getting interested in something else.
I am going to go have a conference now with the chief of staff and several members of the state police. And when I return, I will expect that you people will either have corrected this problem or will be prepared to explain to the governor himself exactly why not.
Well, that's simple. Yo, governor, got our heads stuck in the fence, can't get it out, and Miss Betts won't give us a song. What's hard to understand?
This is worse than the day you mooned Atlanta. At least you didn't have to look people in the eye.
You know, Julia, now, I hate to bring this up, but we're going to have to go and get changed, you know, and I think that I should go by your house and get a ball gown, you know, just in case you're still stuck in there when everybody gets here.
And Mary Jo, if you go by my house and pick up my two-piece sailor dress matching pumps, that's all I'll need. I'll stay here, too.
That reminds me. Now, about shoes, you want a high or a low heel?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, now, G, you're going to have to help me here. Let's suck it in.
Oh, Suzanne,
be careful.
My sleeve is caught.
Well, I'm sorry, Julia. I'm doing the best I can.
You want me to come up there and yank on your leg some more, Julia?
No, no, Anthony. I can't beat my ears against these bars anymore.
Julia, maybe this is one of those cosmic messages from beyond. Maybe you just weren't meant to be a laugh-a-minute gal.
Hey, what about that Miss Betts broad? She come back yet?
Oh, several times. The last time she brought this huge state trooper, he measured Julia's head.
Okay, she's finished.
Oh, Julia, you look beautiful.
Thank you, Charlie.
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I think these pantyhose are too dark for this dress.
Oh, my goodness. You better do something. That could be embarrassing. I mean, in 45 minutes when the finest people in Georgia are gathered here before me, I wouldn't want anyone to say, did you see that woman with her head stuck in the staircase? Yes, that woman the governor just stepped over. Don't you think her pantyhose are a little too dark for her dress?
Now, listen, I have a lighter pair right here.
Suzanne, of all the experiences I would like to avoid, I believe having my pantyhose changed in the front hallway of the governor's mansion would rank right up there.
Well, just excuse me for living. It wasn't something I was going to particularly enjoy myself. Anyway, what's the overall game plan here? I mean, am I supposed to come back after the ball and change you into a nightie?
The plan is, Suzanne, to try to get through the evening, moment by moment, preserving some tiny modicum of the dignity I have tried my entire life, obviously without success, to maintain.
I don't know, Julia. I think we need to get a better plan.
And so, in conclusion, I'd like to say that anybody who receives an award like this doesn't do it by himself. There's always someone behind you. And I'd like to acknowledge one person, a person who stood behind me, inspiring me to get out of prison and stay out. And that person is Mr. T. Tommy Reed, the meanest man on my cell block. With his hot breath on your neck, there is nothing that you cannot do. Thank you. Well, what'd you think?
Oh, it's great, Anthony.
Really good.
How about you, Julia?
It's very nice, Anthony. I'm sorry I'm ruining your big night.
Hey, you're not ruining my night. No way. I have waited too long for this. And tonight, when the governor shakes my hand, I want you, most of all, standing right there.
Anthony, what about the Abbott Bannister?
Forget the Abbott Bannister. Mr. Abbott is just going to have to make another one. Now, look, we have done everything in our power to keep him sawing it in half, but this is a 0 hour. This has got to be done.
Well, what about Miss Betts?
Miss Betts can take a flying leap.
Suzanne, watch the door.
Oh, Anthony, listen, you be careful now. I don't want you to saw Judy's head off.
Suzanne, give me a little credit. I happen to know a little something about sawing bars and then putting them back like they were.
I don't know how you did it. I don't even want to know how you did it. But I do know if I'm ever in charge of a party again, you people will not be allowed within a 100-mile radius.
Well, what can we tell you, Miss Betts? Don't worry. Be happy.
I told you my head just suddenly came out. That's all.
Well, my personal theory is that Julia's head shrank. You know how when people get conceited, they say they get a big head. Well, in the face of great personal humiliation and degradation, the opposite happened, and her head shrank. That's just science.
Attention, please. Attention, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of Georgia.
I'm so glad that's over. The banister looks perfect. I can't believe we got away with it.
What can I say? When it comes to patchwork, I'm the king.